5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Justin James.
And we're back. Welcome to the Justin James Show. I am your host, Justin James. I am so glad you're with us. And if you'd like to be a part of the program, go ahead and email me at justinjamesshow@gmail.com. That's justinjamesshow@gmail.com. And let me tell you, we got a jam-packed show. I am so excited. And because we actually do not have any special guest in the studio. That's right. There's no... Ian is out. I don't know where he'll be back. I think he will be back. We had such a great time last week with y'all, and I hope that you learned some things. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm truly blessed to have the friends that I have, like Ian and Tay and Tim and Trey. I'm just so glad to have just people that constantly encourage me. And so within that, and I just want to say thank you for you and thank you for them. And I'm just so excited. And we got a lot to talk about today because there's a lot going on. And what do you want?
Sorry, this is my show.
What?
This is my show. This is my studio. This is my show. You went to the wrong studio. Your studio is...
This is Table Studios, where we do Justin James Show. And
no, what? Sorry. Your studio is right across the street.
Well, I hope not, because this really looks familiar, but...
Yeah, it's actually, it is familiar. This is Table 4 Studios, yeah. It's Table 4 Studios.
Okay.
It's not Table Studios. It's Table 4 Studios.
Oh, okay. So are you going to introduce yourself to everyone so that we can know who you are?
Hi, I'm Jacob.
All right, well.
I'm 9 years old and play the violin and like to draw sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, in order to have a show, do you have theme music?
Yeah. Actually, this is my theme music. I downloaded it.
This is your theme music?
Yeah.
Why is this your theme music?
Because I bought it. I bought it on eBay.
You bought it on eBay. All right. Well, we got your theme music in, so I'm gonna just sit back and I'm gonna let you take over. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so, what is ethics?
What
is ethics?
I thought you were going to, hang on, the way you probably do it now, they got beat up, okay, you're going up the ramp, okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn you down. You ready?
Yeah.
Now you're going to come in, you're going to introduce your show.
Hi, I'm Jacob, and I am 9 years old, and I play the violin, and I like drawing a lot. And, we just moved into this new place, and, I like it here. We're still doing a little bit of unpacking, just some books and, decorations.
Moving is fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun, but moving out is not fun.
Well,
I mean, yeah, moving in is fun, totally, but moving out is not fun.
Huh.
We were in the third story.
Yeah, we were up high. But
yeah,
you know what?
It was raining.
Yeah, that was a fun day. So, all right. So, Jacob, this is your show. So, what do you want to do?
So, what is ethics?
What is ethics?
Yeah, I really want to know what that question is, because, like, everyone's like, ethics. It was like, there was this picture, yeah, and it said, having good ethics in class, I guess. I don't know what it said, but it was somewhere in my old school. I saw it.
Okay. Well, if memory recalls, ethics means the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah, which is...
And it falls under the category of philosophy. Because in philosophy, you have different categories. And so, ethics is one of those categories. So mainly ethics is really studying the difference between right and wrong. I mean, and that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
So you know what is right and wrong, right?
Yeah.
Because you have an awesome dad.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah.
And like.
I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, like robbing a bank or going to the bank and asking if you can have like some kind of loan, and then later you have to pay it whenever you can. I don't know how it goes, or deposit but the, or something, but
okay.
That's what you do,
I mean. Okay. So, what else are you going to do on your show? So, ethics is right and wrong.
Mm-hmm. And, it falls under philosophy.
Right.
And it, it's also... teaches us? Well, it's the study of right and wrong.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Wrong?
Yeah, wait. What's wrong?
Nothing. Just saying it's right and wrong. All
right. Yeah. Right, yeah, right and wrong. That's the difference of right and wrong.
Uh-huh.
So, just... That's it. That's it. So, what is theology?
What is theology? Yeah. My son is asking me, what is theology?
Yeah. I know it's like, I think it's like related to the Bible, God, just people, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Churches. That's my guess.
You're definitely getting it right there, because it's all of that. It's theology is how we, it's really the study of God. Theo is the Greek word for God. And then ology mm-hmm. means what? You know this.
But yeah, it's a study of something. Like, yeah, like I want to become a neurologist. So, and then it says ologist, which is the study of neuro.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Not neuro, like neuro.
Okay,
like,
so.
It's like study of neuro.
Uh-huh.
Study of neurology.
The study of the science of neurology, or mainly the neural system. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in theology, you have theos, which is the word we use, the Greek word for yeah. God. Okay.
Yeah. And I've also heard Christos or something.
Christos?
Yeah, which is probably Christ, right?
Yeah, but it's a Greek word.
Yeah, yeah, which is
right.
Greek word for Christ.
So you have, but we also can get into Christology.
Christology.
What do you think Christology means?
Study of Christ.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting of the Greek and Latin endings of words and stuff like that, because you know there's spelling bees at some schools and most of them will have like Greek and Latin endings at the end of them, and it's in the or beginnings or something in the word that has to do with Greek. In Latin, Roman, and it's, I just think it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because at my old school there was we had the spelling bee, and I heard some of that too, which kind of involves Greek stuff, but just based on Greek. But yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, now let me ask you a question now. Can I ask you a question?
What?
I'm gonna take over your show again, okay?
Oh.
I'm going to take over my show because you took my show over. So now I'm going to take over your show and bring it back to my show.
But I want it to be my
show. Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you a question then, okay?
What?
All right. So why is it important to study theology?
So you know that God is... So you know who God is. Because God is our creator and... yeah, and he gives us air to breathe and things to eat. We wouldn't be able to, we wouldn't be here without them. We would be somewhere else. I don't know. But I also have another question. Where would we be if God wasn't, well, like, where would we be if Jesus didn't die on the cross?
Wow.
But yes, we did believe, do believe that Jesus helps us.
Okay.
Because the most important thing probably yet in the Bible is that he died on the cross, right? And saved us from our sins so that we can live an eternal life with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that is the God message of the Bible. Mm-hmm. All the way from Genesis chapter 3, when God promised that the seed of Eve was going to crush the serpent head and going to be able to literally bring peace back between man and God. And it wasn't necessarily like peace. It was just be able to come back to a place where they were before with God. Because before in the garden, remember, they were fellowshipping with God. They had this relationship.
Yeah, but God told them not to go near that tree and pick the that fruit from it.
Right.
Yeah, we really don't know what the fruit was, but that was still a lesson.
You think it was a banana?
No, I think it was more like a pear, I guess.
A pear.
A pear or something.
You know what?
A plum.
A plum. You know what? Yeah. Some people say it was banana.
Why?
Because they slipped and fall.
Where? Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They slipped and fall. All right. So why is it important to know who Christ is, and why is it important to understand his will for your life?
Well, it's important to know who Christ is because he's our creator, and if we didn't know him, then nothing would happen, but we do need to pray because, like, when we pray, it kind of helps. He thinks about it, and maybe he can help us, he might answer our prayer, and he kind of might help us with what we pray for. But we do have free will. It's not like he's going to do life for us. We still have to do it. Like, we still have to pay attention to life. It's free will. Like, I think my Sunday school teacher, he told the class this. He said, he said there was this kid that really loved God and believed in God. And he had this test, and he said, "Oh, God can do anything," and he didn't work on it, at all. And he said God can do anything. God can do anything, and then he goes there and he gets an F. Why? Because we have free will. God is not gonna give us the answers and get the A+ without study. You see, he helps us, but we have free will. It's complicated, right? So, what do you say about that?
What do I say about free will?
Yeah, like, is like, what do you say about the subject, what I said, I guess?
Well, when you think about free will, it's like, we have a choice. For example, if I asked you to clean your room. Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, is that actually am I asking to clean your room, or am I saying, Jacob, get in there and clean your room?
You're saying... clean your room.
Okay.
Get in there and clean your room.
So it's a commandment, right?
Which everybody hates.
Yeah, well.
It's so annoying.
Okay. So because it's a commandment and I'm telling you what to do as a father, mm-hmm. you have two choices, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are your two choices?
You clean the room or not clean the room and deal with the consequences.
Okay. So, all right. So there's going to be, usually there's always consequences with something.
There's usually two consequences. I get in trouble and my room's dirty.
And you still got to clean your room.
Yeah.
So one, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And you're still going to have to clean your room.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's option number one? What's the best option when mommy and daddy tell you to clean your room?
Just clean it. Okay. You can draw later. Okay.
Exactly. You see? Yeah. So it's the same way. When God tells us, hey, I love you, do not do this. Like, do not eat the fruit, you know, or the forbidden fruit. It wasn't really necessarily the fruit. It was the fact that God commanded that person, or Adam and Eve, or at least Adam, to not eat of this tree. He said, the day you eat it, it's really cool. The day you eat it, you will surely, in the English translations, we say die. But I like the Hebrew translation where it says, you will be doomed.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
But it's, the world is doomed because of that.
Right.
There's, there's a lot of bad people, and that's all sin comes. That's why we don't want to clean our room when we have to clean our room.
Well, we disobey.
Yeah, we disobey. That's
right. Now, you have a choice to disobey all the time you want. Like when we're driving, I have a choice. I can say, I can go the speed limit or I can go 20 miles over the speed limit. I have a right to do that.
Yeah.
Right? But
yeah, but the best choice is just say 10 miles.
10 miles over?
No, just like, no, just
10 miles under?
No, 10, just stay 10 miles because that's. Speed limit.
Oh, so the speed limit is 60. I'm going on the highway. You want me to go 10?
No, the speed limit is 60. Go 60. Don't go 80.
Okay.
20 miles over the speed limit. Dang. Oh,
but people like going 80, and I guess they like paying for tickets too.
Yeah. Well, that's the consequence for going 80.
Okay. So now let's go. Let's bring it right back to your original question. What was your very first question, though?
What is ethics?
Okay. So here's the thing, though. Is it between right and wrong? What is right and what is wrong?
Yeah.
How do we establish that?
Well, like, right and wrong is, the right is just speed limit 60, go 60. The wrong is going 10 or 20 miles over the speed limit.
Uh-huh.
Just stay 60.
Okay. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back on The Jacob Show. Right after these messages.
You're listening to The Justin James Show. If you need that aerial photo, there is no one else to call but O'Madden Aerial Photography. They are able to take stunning photos or videos of your place of business, home, worship, or just about anything you can think of. They are highly professional, and they use state-of-the-art drone technology. Realtors love aerial photography because they are able to show the entire house to their clients. And churches love to be able to see their whole building that the Lord has provided. Whatever your reason, now is the time to call 972-834-4890. That is 972-834-4890. Or check them out at omaddenaerialphotography.com. Omadden Aerial Photography, the finest in the air. You're listening to The Justin James Show.
All right, welcome back. All right, well, this is, again, the second part of The Justin James Show, and I have with me...
Jacob.
All right, so here's the thing. I started my podcast, you came in, you took over my podcast, and now I'm taking it back. And now you're taking it back again?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, okay. Well, welcome back to The Jacob Show. All right, Jacob, what's next?
What is, why can't the earth be peaceful?
Wow. That's, okay.
Like, there's a lot of bad people. Why don't they just say, let's just be peaceful?
Okay.
I'd be too tired to do that. I just want to relax and watch TV.
Okay. Wow, that's a big question. That's a hard question. The reason why the earth can't be peaceful is because of sin.
Well, why does sin have to trick others to do things that they do today?
Because of our sinful nature, unfortunately, we're cursed with sin. And because of that, sin has destroyed anything that is good. Now, we still have good, but only because of Christ and because of God and His Holy Spirit.
But there still is sin, though.
Well, yeah.
But could God get rid of sin?
Well, He kind of did. He brought an avenue for us to go into that.
Well, then if He kind of did, then we're lucky.
Yeah. Well, that's the good news.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what the whole good news is really about.
It's the gospel.
Yeah, that's what gospel means, good news. That Christ came and He died for our sins because He's the perfect Lamb.
Yeah, and He shed His blood.
Uh-huh. And then what happened after 3 days?
He rose again.
There you go.
And He's in that story will hopefully last a long time, forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
And hopefully one day we will be in heaven with Him.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah. I mean, that's the idea, is that for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, and
that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life.
Right. So whoever believes. So you have a choice to believe or not. We talked about that free will, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a choice to believe in the gospel message in Christ and what He did for us, or you have a choice not to. That's up to you. That's what free will really is. Mm-hmm. You can choose this way or this way. I mean, that's what really, really comes down to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
Mm-hmm. So, sin is wrong, and it's anything that we say, think, do, or don't do, and it breaks God's heart and makes Him sad.
Well, let's take it a little more deeper, okay? Think of a disease.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's no cure for it. Okay. So that's what sin is. Sin is a disease that we're naturally born with, and there's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing. Right?
Yeah, but we have help, which is God.
Right. So Christ came. He died. He shed His blood. He was the ultimate sacrifice for us.
Yeah.
Okay. He took the place for us. He died. He rose. Therefore, because He died on the cross and He shed His blood, we are now covered by that sacrifice.
Yeah.
So, because we're covered of that, and because we have, when He said, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, He gave us the Holy Spirit. He gave us all these things. Because of that, we now can have that sin within us to be cured only because of what He did. Now, are we still going to sin? Yeah, because we're still fleshly human.
Yeah.
But the Bible says that we overcome sin because of Romans chapter 6 through 8. Therefore, he already defeated this sickness called sin. That makes sense?
Yeah, it's like we're trying to run. Just like we're trying to, it's like we kind of still have a little bit in it, but like we don't have it, I guess. It's like we're recovering.
Well,
and they're still, yeah, but it's a long recover.
Okay.
And it's been ever since Adam and Eve disobeyed God's will from going to the tree. And I also, what would happen if Adam and Eve didn't They didn't eat the fruit.
Huh. Well, we really won't know. I mean, I assume that we'll just continue being left in the garden as God promised.
Well, but would, like, cities and towns be made, do you think?
Probably not, because we're going to, I mean, I don't know. I can't really say that we where we'll be at, but...
Because there is 7 billion people in this world today. And just think about it. We're in the Garden of Eden today. Mm-hmm. And do you think the Garden of Eden is big or small?
Well, it was a significant size.
Or was it just regular?
I don't know how big it is. I'm not going to know that information, unfortunately. Well, that's something I have to ask somebody up when I go to heaven.
Yeah.
You know?
You'll probably know in heaven.
Huh?
You might know in heaven.
Yeah. Things that we don't know will be revealed to us.
Well, were Adam and Eve... Well, Satan did that. He went up to them and said, hey, the fruit won't make you die. It'll just, do this, But he made it didn't sound that. And then guess what? Next thing you know, it happened. And then, yeah, it happened, and they ate it, and he tricked him.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and that's why we have sin. Now, all right, you want to play a game?
Yeah.
All right, let's play a quick game. All right. So I'm going to say a word, and you're going to say the first word that pops in your head, okay?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Ice cream.
Delicious.
Sushi.
The best thing in the world.
Okay. Mommy.
The best person in the world.
Daddy?
Second best.
He's so wrong.
Another best person for real.
Okay.
That's just wrong.
Oh man. Oh. All right, ready? Yeah. School.
Learning.
Outside.
Playing.
Reading.
Learning,
you guess. Okay. Chocolate.
Yummy.
Yeah, yummy.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Laughter.
Joy.
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 Okay. Water.
Health, I guess.
Health? Okay.
I don't know. Just diet?
Diet. Water diet. I'm gonna take a water diet.
Yeah.
Do a water diet. Oh boy. Yeah.
My cousin or my uncle, I forgot. He said he is addicted to water.
Water is a good thing to be addicted to.
Yeah, but
okay. Okay. All right. Since you want to be the medical doctor, okay, how much water do we have in our body?
I would say 75%. Our bodies are mostly made of water.
75?
I don't know.
You want to go higher?
Yes.
Okay. 100? No, we can't be 100 because we got something.
No, 75%.
75%?
85. 75, 85.
Probably a little more higher.
95.
Oh, you're good about that.
And then 5% oxygen. Yeah, but the periodic table of elements, I don't know. We probably have nitrogen, iron.
Well, yeah.
Fish.
Okay.
Tuna, I guess. It has some iron in it.
Okay.
And then there's also definitely oxygen, but most of all water, I guess. Yeah.
So what, we have a few more minutes here. What would you tell someone that doesn't know Jesus?
I would say, I'll just say, are you a believer, I guess? Because I honestly don't know. Like, if I don't know they are, I'll say, are you a believer in, are you Christian? Or
let's say they're not a Christian.
Yeah, okay. I would say, I honestly don't know what to say. I mean, I think I have told somebody, like, that didn't know God. I don't know. I feel like it was in second grade.
Okay.
He might have been Buddhist. But I told him something, and I think he told his parents. He didn't get in trouble, but, like, but I don't know. I don't know if he became a believer or not. He didn't talk that much. But, yeah. I don't know what to say. What do you say?
Oh, well, that's a whole other episode. Yeah. We're gonna have to tackle evangelism in a whole other episode.
Yeah. So what else? What else? What do we do?
This is your show, not mine. Remember, you took it over.
Yeah. Wait. I think I do know what I would say. I would just kind of
okay.
Be kind to them, you know. And then we're friends, and then I encourage them to become a Christian, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I encourage them to become a Christian, and then, you know, just move on, I guess.
Okay. So, how often do you read your Bible? Do you read your Bible every day?
No.
Like you're supposed to?
Every Wednesday and Sunday.
Oh, you're one of those guys, huh?
Yeah. I only read at the Bible study.
Oh, man. You got caught.
Yeah?
You got caught. On your own podcast that you stole from me.
Exactly.
Okay. So how often are you supposed to read your Bible?
Every day.
Yeah.
We're supposed to take some time off of our day and read it, but...
You usually do that.
Huh?
You usually do that. It's been, I guess, because of the move and everything. I don't know.
I don't get on that.
Yeah?
I don't know. I just like... I don't know. I really enjoy that I live in a godly family.
Yeah. Well, we're really blessed to have you. Mm-hmm. So, you're my favorite son.
Yeah. What do you mean, Dad?
You're my favorite son.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So, you want to play another game?
Sure.
All right. So, let's play another game. All right. Let's play... Let's not make Jacob laugh.
You got to try to make me laugh.
I'm going to try to make you laugh. Okay, ready?
Yeah, but I can't laugh.
You can't laugh. All right, so you're going to sit up for that, right? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to get him good. Watch this. Jacob, I bet you I can make you laugh.
I can't.
Boo! You should see his face right now, folks. He is literally red, trying to hold it in. What was that? You weren't supposed to laugh on that. What's wrong with you?
Okay, try to make me laugh again. Wait, hold on. Let me get my breather. Okay, break face.
All right, you ready? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Jacob.
Jacob who?
Jacob Boo?
Jacob who?
I thought you said Jacob Boo.
Jacob who? I thought like I said Jacob who.
That's all I have to do right there. That's it. I could just do a mic drop right now. What? Bang.
That was...
Okay. All right. You laughed.
What?
Man, I'm okay. I got 2 points now.
Wait, what? I thought we weren't playing.
Okay, come on, try to make me laugh. All right. Do you
remember that
time we were in the car?
Yeah. You
laughed. Because you're laughing. The way you did it, it's like you're like you started smiling. You kind of like, your teeth started kind of like going up and down really fast. You're like, you try to hold it in. And you're finally like, you're like, no.
Remember that time we were in the car?
I don't remember. Okay. Oh, man.
I would just laugh at everything.
Yeah, that's the point.
Just like at random things. Okay. Like, do you remember when we were in the car? It just sounds so dumb.
Oh man, we're a riot.
Okay, try to make me laugh now.
You sure?
Yeah.
His lips, you should see his face. It's so funny. He's trying to hold it in. No?
No.
Should I do it again?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. Yeah. That's it. We're out of time. All right. So any inspirational saying you want to tell someone?
Yeah. Just know that God is always with you and that he died for your sins. And if you don't... if you don't know who God is, just even if you don't care, just try to get to know him, because he is your creator. So. Even if you're another religion, it's fine. Just know that God is the one and true King.
Bye. All right. Well, that's all the time we have here on the Justin James / Jacob show today. I thank you so much for joining us. And, man, I tell you what, it has been an amazing episode, and I want to thank Jacob Justin for joining James. Us. And we will see you here. Right here next week on the Justin James Show. Until then, have a wonderful week and God bless.